Jerry, a good way to save a little on your electric is boiling your kettle and fill a big flask with for the cuppa during the day instead of turning on the kettle every time. The kettle does use a lot of electricity, says Aileen. Well, look, that is the case. I suppose every little helps this time of very high soaring utility costs and electricity costs. And that's why we're talking Operation Savings here on Radio Kerry. Every euro counts. I've got James Murphy of BillGenie.ie with the Operation Savings Summer Initiative for us here, aimed at saving as much money as possible for the people of Kerry on their utility bills. BillGenie.ie receives a commission from the utility companies when they place business with them. So the consumer receives fee-free savings. James, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us this morning with the update.
Good morning, Gerry, and good morning, listeners. Thanks for having us in.
Okay, new figures out yesterday in relation to inflation, in relation to cost of electricity, up 40% electricity on this time last year, on July last year, July 2021 to July 2022. Sky-high fees and looking to further go up, unfortunately, as things stand. How have things been going and what sort of money have you been able to save the people who have been contacting you through us?
Yeah, I suppose, Jerry, we've had a good response, a great start. I suppose since we spoke to you last week, I think we were speaking last week about the Electric Ireland going up, Flowgas going up, Panda going up. Since we spoke last week, Penergy have now announced they're going up as well, and we'd probably expect more of the providers to follow. So, look, we've had a good start with Operation Savings. I suppose the hardest thing with anything is getting it started and getting the wheel rolling. And now that it is rolling, look, hopefully more people will get on board as well, and we'll keep pushing it. So in the week that's just gone, I suppose what we've already changed over to new suppliers, the projected savings from that is €3,221 from the listeners so far who have changed over in the first week.
Amazing.
That's amazing. Great. A great amount of savings. Yeah. So people would have an idea, look, it's going up everywhere, why bother changing? It's all expensive. That's not the situation, though.
No, you can still save money, you can still chop and change, even people, just looking at it, taking the first step is sending your bill in and letting us have a look at it. After that, you know, there's only been 1 in 10 in the last week, really, who we couldn't help or are on a very good deal.
So of the people who've contacted, only 1 in 10 were like, you're fine, you're on the right tariff. That shows that people are not on the best tariffs, by and large, the majority.
Correct, yeah. And those people now, look, we have an idea now of when they're going to be coming out of contract, so they're going to contact us again when that time comes around, and we'll have a look again. So the €3,221, this is only what's actually changed over. There has been more reviews sent back to people, and the total on that, the potential savings that's out there on that is €4,655 is the potential of the reviews that were sent back to people during the week, but they haven't actually changed over yet.
So that's another potential savings there if they do decide to switch over. Yep. And the process is, so in little over a week, potential saving of almost 8,000, yep, which, you know, stays with the Radio Kerry listeners rather than going to suppliers.
Absolutely.
And that's only the start.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll just appeal to people, I suppose. Anyone who sent us in your bill, right, we have sent you back a review. We try and get back to people within an hour, if we can. Obviously, it depends on what time you upload your bill. If it's 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, you're unlikely to hear from me in that hour.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't know. But once we send you back the review, right, it's very important that you guys check your emails, right? And if it's not in your main inbox, check your junk or spam folder, okay? Yeah. Because it could be gone in there. Some people, if you've uploaded the bill on our website, you put in your mobile number and your email address. So when we send a review, we'll pop you a text as well to say that you should have an email now. But some people sent us the bill by email and we've emailed them back because we don't have a phone number for them to let them know they have it. So those people might be saying, Jesus, I sent them the review and we didn't get anything back. But you probably did, but it's in your junk or spam folder.
Yeah.
So just a reminder to people to check that.
Okay, stay with me, James. We're going to talk a bit more about this and talk about how people can get involved and can sign up either electronically or else if they don't have access to that, there's another way to get in touch. We'll talk more about that. If you're out there listening, if you haven't done it, take a look at your bill, take a look at the tariff that you're on, and look to change, because you're hearing the majority of you are not on the most cost-efficient electricity at the moment, especially in light of the sky-high increases that we're experiencing. We'll have more with James Murphy of BillGenie.ie after we take these.
Operation Savings on Kerry Today, in association with BillGenie.ie, helping you to save money. Get involved by logging on to BillGenie.ie.
We're talking with James Murphy of BillGeanie.ie, who's come up with Operation Savings for us, talking about what is on everybody's mind, or should be on everybody's mind, in terms of trying to get the cheapest deal for your utilities, given the prices that are going up. And James, look, in particular, this week on our update, we'd like to speak about farmers. And this is farmers who would have, a lot of them, more than one meter.
That's right, Jerry. I suppose we'll appeal to the farmers. So if you're a farmer, or if you're a farmer's wife, or a farmer's son or daughter, or a farmer's neighbour, I suppose listen up, grab a pen and paper. We'll give you the contact details in a minute. The thing about the farmers, right, I suppose you have two different types of farmer. You might have your dairy farmer who will be using an awful lot of energy.
Yeah.
They could be heating hot water as well as milking, that kind of thing. So they'll use a lot of power. So with them, we'll have a look at their unit price, okay, and get the lowest price possible. The other type of farmer, I guess, would be, or the other one we're looking to speak to, is the type who would have maybe a meter that might only be running, or they might only have the meter to run an electric fence or a shed or something like that. So they have very, very, very low usage on their meter. So they would be the people now, if you've ever on your bill noticed a low usage standing charge or a supplementary standing charge,
you're penalised for
not using power, basically. Yeah. So those people, if you've ever come across your low usage or your supplementary standing charge, you need to talk to us, okay? Because we have a special option for them, I guess, where we can get them a credit for changing over, and the credit will cover 6 or 8 months of their electricity bills. So it really is an excellent option.
So it's aimed directly at farmers, that them for that particular situation, and you'll save a good lot over the 6 to 8 months,
exactly.
Probably.
Yeah, even if it's a small bill, you can still save 6 to 8 months worth of electricity, which is great. You know, I know of a lot of farmers who've had to get rid of their meters because it was costing so much on the standing charges. They had no option but just to cut it off. Well, now you have an option. Give us a shout and we'll get it.
Okay, yeah. And you made a saving for one particular farmer who's 5 meters.
We did recently, just before we it'd be great if we could have added it into the operation savings figures, but it was before that started. We did have a farmer and his wife with 5 meters, and the savings over 12 months, the projected savings is in the region of €2,470. So look, they're very happy with BillGeanie.ie anyway, and we'll be back to them next year, see what we can do again next year.
Okay, so listen, if people want to get in touch, if they want help, they want assistance, and want to try and make these savings, how do they get in touch again, James?
They can jump onto our website and upload a bill if they want. The website is www.BillGeanie, that's BillGeanie.ie. They can email it to us at hello@BillGeanie.ie. If you are emailing it, do pop in your phone number, because we pop you a quick text just to remind you, or to let you know when the review was sent to you, right? I have one lady during the week there, she has €619 worth of savings, but I only had her email address, so I don't know if she's seen the review or not, because I can't text her. Okay, check your emails, check your junk and spam, and if you are emailing the bill, do put in a phone number. Our phone number as well, if anybody needs help with anything, just give us a shout on 086 102 5551. That's 086 102 5551,
and that's the way to look at it in relation to that. If you have a view for us on that, get in touch with us on the show, and if they don't have access to email, they can just call the number 066 102 5551, and you'll find a way of getting the bill from them. They won't be uploading it, they won't be emailing it or WhatsApping it, but you will get a way to get it and communicate.
And remember, it's a free service, we don't charge a fee. It would kind of defeat the purpose if we were charging a fee for what we do. So people won't be charged anything. The best, or the worst they can do, is save money. And look, every euro that we can save and keep with the Radio Kerry listeners, look, that's what it's all about. We don't want it leaving the county or leaving the listeners' communities, going to suppliers, if we can keep it here.
Yeah, brilliant stuff. James, listen, thanks William for updating us on that.
Thanks,
we'll talk to you again next week. Just one final question here, James, if you're still with me. What do you make of off-peak saving offers that people get offered?
I suppose there's a lot of debate at the moment, Jerry, about smart plans, right? Now, first of all, not everybody has a smart meter.
They're currently being rolled out across the country,
2024. In my experience with the smart plans so far, I don't think they're exactly what people need. I don't think I won't say they're not fit for purpose, but they don't suit everybody. Look, my own electricity at home, right? I have a 24-hour meter. boiling the kettle, doing that. I want to do that when I want to do that,
yes,
regardless of the price. I don't want to say, I'll wait till 9 o'clock or I'll wait till 1 o'clock in the morning, the off-peak time, to have my cup of tea, right? We pay enough for the electricity. I think, like, the benefit, it does suit some people. Don't get me wrong. People that have an EV, an electric vehicle, where they're charging at night, things like that. I wouldn't be a fan of putting on dishwashers and things like that at night, tumble dryers and things. It just died. I'd have safety concerns around it.
Yeah.
Often, if you're getting a really good rate at night, you're paying more during the day to make up for it. Or if you're being offered a free day at a weekend, you tend to pay higher prices during the week, so you're giving it back anyway. So
there's a lot to consider, and it depends on your usage and how you use your electricity and what you use it for. So you have to be careful when you're thinking about it.
They do suit some people, obviously, and the people who can devote all their time to saving energy in that way, it does suit them. They can work for people, but for most people at the moment, I don't see the huge benefit just right now.
All right, interesting perspective on it. Thanks a million for that. It's James Murphy of BillGeanie.ie.